Good morning. Let's take a look at your opening farm market report on KLGR. Corn, soybeans, and all three wheats were lower early Friday with bearish influence coming once again from investors nervous about Thursday's big drop in the stock prices. March corn was down 1.25 cents early Friday, showing slightly bearish influence from the ripple effects of Thursday's sell-off in the stock markets, but still staying near its highest prices in 3 months. Friday's weather map shows patches of light snow scattered across the central Midwest, with a 7-day forecast remaining mostly dry for the Corn Belt, except for moderate precipitation in the eastern Midwest and heavy precipitation in the southeastern U.S. Soybeans for March were down 4.25 cents early Friday, giving back most of Thursday's gain, but still not showing much bearish impact from USDA's new ending stocks estimate of 530 million bushels for the U.S. in 2017-18. If true, it's the highest U.S. ending stocks in 11 years, at the same time that Brazil just ended its crop season on January 31st with a mere 59 million bushels. Prices in Brazil are not racing higher, however, as USDA expects the next crop currently being harvested to total 112 million metric tons. March Chicago wheat was down 4.75 cents, and March Kansas City wheat was down 5.5 cents at the morning break, pulling back from the recent highs with bearish influence from this week's higher U.S. dollar index and a slight improvement of moisture chances in the 7-day forecast in the Southwest Plains. Let's take a look at how things shaped up here on the overnight trade as we get ready to start the day. On the Chicago Board of Trade, March corn was down 1.25 at 364.5. December new crop down 1.5 at 393.25. Soybeans for March were 4.25 cents lower at 983.5. November new crop down 4.25 at $10.25. Soybean meal for March was down $2.20 at 339.50. May down $2.50 at 342.60 a ton. Soybean oil for March was 19 cents higher at 32.40, while the May was up 19 cents at 32.59. Chicago wheat for March was 4.75 cents lower at 451.5. The new crop was down a nickel at 477.5. Minneapolis wheat for March was 4 cents lower at 609 even. July was down a nickel and a half at 629 even. Kansas wheat for March was down 5.5 cents at 469 even. And the oats for March were down 2.25 cents at 267.25, while the new crop did finish 0.75 cents stronger at 267.25. Taking a look at the livestock side of things, mixed trade is expected to redevelop early Friday across live cattle and feeder cattle markets. The initial market support during the early hours of the trade over the past 2 days has helped to bring a sense of stability to the market, although price levels have been unable to hold strong early gains. Cash cattle trade remains undeveloped with bids and asking prices essentially unmoved in the last few days. In fact, the opening call today is calling for steady in the spot months and the futures to be mixed. While hogs are going to be $1 to $2 lower in the spot months and futures could be up to a dollar lower here today. Cash hog prices are continuing to shift lower with bids expected to be $1 to $2 lower here this morning. Early pressure is expected to redevelop across the lean hog trade following additional uncertainty in the complex. Mixed trade at the closing bell this morning was able to bring stability to the market, although traders are unwilling to actively move into the market late in the week given the still weak undertone in the complex following sharp price tumbles over the last several days. The Mercantile Exchange here this morning, let's see how it is shaping up as we start the day. Live cattle finished yesterday 17 cents higher at 125.77. April futures were down 25 cents at 123.72, and the June futures were down 20 cents at 115.52. Feeder cattle for March were down $1.05 in the March complex, 147.25. April down 70 cents at 148.65. Lean hogs for February were down 45 cents at the close yesterday, 73.40. April starts the day 22 cents higher than yesterday. It closed at 69.45. That's with a check of your opening market report here on KLGR.